side.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, loyal listeners and viewers, and for those new people who have joined, welcome. This is, all joking aside, number 81, Daryl's age. Happy birthday.
And your IQ.
I am Gregory Cohen, one of your co-hosts, and right over there is...
I am Daryl Mendelson, right over here in front of me. Oh, that's me. I'm another co-host.
Yes, he is. And today we are talking about personal responsibility. A very weighty topic.
Did you come up with this topic?
I did because I don't know how many people have heard this news story. It came out a couple weeks ago. But I want to just take a little bit of a moment to read the article, or one of the many, 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 many articles. And I'll try not to giggle. So here we go. McDonald's found liable after girl four suffered second degree burns from hot chicken McNugget. Okay. I can't get by the chicken McNugget thing without laughing. Okay. McDonald's and a franchise holder are at fault after a hot chicken McNugget from a Happy Meal fell.
You can do it.
It's a Happy Meal, for God's sake. Fell on a little girl's leg and caused second degree burns. A jury in South Florida found in a case, is it Florida, by the way, found in a case reminiscent of the famous hot coffee lawsuit of the 1990s. You remember the hot coffee lawsuit, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. A second jury will determine how much McDonald's USA and its franchise owner, Upchurch Foods, will pay the child and her mother, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reported. Thursday's decision was split, thank God for that, with jurors finding the franchise holder liable for negligence and failure to warn customers about the risk of hot food. And McDonald's USA liable for failing to provide instructions for safe handling of the food. McDonald's USA was, I'm trying not to judge. McDonald's USA was not found to be negligent, and the jury dismissed the argument that the product was defective. Our sympathies go out to this family for what occurred in this unfortunate incident, as we hold customer safety as one of our highest priorities, McDonald's owner-operator Brent Upchurch said in its statement. We are deeply disappointed with today's verdict because the facts show that our restaurant in Tamarack, Florida, did indeed follow those protocols when cooking and serving this Happy Meal. Jurors heard 2 days of testimony and arguments about the 2019 episode that left the four-year-old girl with a burned upper thigh. Their pictures. Okay.
So here, I will, before you go further, this is a scenario from the future. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Here's your McNuggets, and here's your manual.
Okay, this is where it really gets good. Falana Holmes testified that she bought Happy Meals for her son and then four-year-old daughter at a drive-through window at a McDonald's in Tamarack near Fort Lauderdale. She handed the food to her children, who were in the back seat. After she drove away, her daughter started screaming. The mother testified she didn't know what was wrong until she pulled over to help the girl, Olivia Caraballo, who is now seven. She saw the burn on the girl's leg and took photos on her iPhone, which included audio clips of the child's screams. The sound of the girl's screams were played in court. The child, who is autistic, did not testify, the newspaper reported. Lawyers for McDonald's noted that the food had to be hot to avoid salmonella poisoning, and you understand that, being a former health inspector, and that the nuggets were not meant to be pressed. I love this statement. The nuggets were not meant to be pressed between a seatbelt and human flesh for more than 2 minutes. Anyway, it goes on here. We don't need
put it
all of the details.
If she put it in her mouth and she burned herself, I still would disagree, but there'd be more of an interesting case like, well, you're supposed to put it in your mouth.
So here are the things. Here are the things.
Okay.
that I immediately thought of. Number one, the food has to be hot. It's fried. It comes dipped in hot oil.
Right.
If you don't dip it in hot oil, it doesn't cook properly. True. So it's got to be fried. It comes out hot. You know that if it didn't, if they let it cool, people would complain about it not being hot enough.
Yeah, the same woman would have that lawsuit.
Right. So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Secondly, who the hell hands a four-year-old autistic child hot food and say, eat away? important. Now, I will admit, I'm not a parent. We've talked about this. I've never been a parent. But what is so damn important that this woman couldn't either, one, take her kids into the restaurant to eat,
right,
or two, go to the drive-through and then park in their parking lot so that she could supervise the meal?
Right.
Why did she have to just give this child hot food and drive away?
Yeah. Well, your whole concept about personal responsibility, at some point, you have to assume certain common sense. You cannot address everything that's we take for granted as a common sense type of an issue.
It's crazy.
Because they could also have to say, and oh, by the way, be careful of the bag. You could get a paper cut. Yeah.
I heard this thing, and the fact that a jury found McDonald's liable, even partially, is ridiculous.
I know, and that's why
I thought the coffee incident was ridiculous. You know,
the thing that here is basically they accord the good attorneys. They work off of the emotions of the people on the jury.
Yes.
And a little girl, she was autistic.
A little girl burned.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're talking about not that she was burned, but who is responsible. You know, sometimes there's the concept. I think it's a legal term. It's the term that's just one of those things. It's just one of those things, lawsuit cases. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate. And I can't, you know, look at maybe she didn't expect the thing to drop pop out either. She wasn't thinking that it would. But the fact that she wasn't thinking about it, does that make McDonald's responsible that she didn't have a forethought that maybe this isn't a good idea to throw the bag in the backseat?
Yeah. Why couldn't she be a parent? Why could she not be a parent? Well, you know, I mean,
well, why could she be a good citizen? Because, of course, what you end up doing is she gets a payday, but it screws over society as more and more people, as these things pass through, people are so litigious and these things set a precedent. So basically it's saying if anything happens to you, it's never your responsibility. Look down the line. You know, it's like, you can sue the city because you stopped at a stoplight. And if you hadn't stopped at that stoplight, by the time you had gone through the intersection, you could have been hit by this other car over here. But the city made that stoplight go on there. Yes, I was going at 35 miles an hour, but if I had known, I would have gone 50 miles an hour and I would have made it through. But it's your fault for putting the damn light up there and I got into an accident. I mean, it's ridiculous. The logic is just ridiculous.
It
pisses me off. And this, of course, the coffee one is that's the reason why they have now on the cups. Be careful. Coffee is hot.
Caution. Hot liquid inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah, thanks.
It's strange because I ordered lukewarm.
That's right. I'm going to sue you because the shock of not having it hot and having it cold caused me to spill it and I ruined my iPhone.
It's crazy.
I know.
I look at this and it's like, it's fried food.
Yeah.
You know how fried food's made. Everyone knows how fried food is made. We've seen it. They've got those deep fryers, you know?
Right.
That oil.
Well,
she's hot.
They know that. She knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that was discussed in the jury that this is what these things are. So her complaint is, I was saying that you didn't remind me. You didn't remind me that it was hot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, that's what it comes down to is they need to put some kind of a warning on the little box. It's like
if they put the warning in the box. Let's say the had the warning in the box. Do you think she's going to say, here, honey, let me pass this box back to you with the McNuggets? Oh, hold on a second. There's some words here. I'm going to read how to eat a McNugget.
No, she would have gotten in an accident because she'd be reading the McNuggets.
That's right. There you go. So she's sue McDonald's out and the city.
Oh, my Lord. This is great. What they really should put the warning on the box that said, warning, this may not actually contain chicken.
It could have been worse. You could have.
I don't mean that, McDonald's. I know that your nuggets contain at least partially chicken.
The mother could have come back and said, you know, prior to eating this, my daughter was not autistic. You caused that too.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, and so now, I read that.
She's scarred. And when she gets older, no man will find her attractive. So we're going to sue for lack of consortium.
No man will find her attractive because he doesn't know how to eat a McNugget. If you don't know how to eat a McNugget, you don't know how to do many things.
Or maybe she'll grow up and she'll see a guy in college and go, I noticed an interesting burn mark on your inner thigh. I have one too. McNuggets? Yes, McNuggets. And they'll be together forever.
I got to tell you, I found a quote, which I just love. It's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
Who is a no-nonsense kind of guy, you know? And he says, if you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month. I like that. I like that a lot. I honestly think, I mean, I think people have always had trouble accepting responsibility for themselves. You know, you're always looking for a scapegoat or someone to blame.
When that happens, there's two kinds of people. There's people who are really not understanding that they were culpable in the end result of what they're complaining about.
Yeah.
They literally, that's true, a true lack of taking responsibility. This woman, she took responsibility. She was up. She just thought, payday. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. So I think there's people who are actually out there to scam. They're out to scam.
Yeah. It's true. There's a huge difference between, you know, having something like this happen and driving away and saying, God damn McDonald's, you know, shouldn't have happened. Boy, that.
Yeah.
And then you actually take that extra step and say, I'm going to take them to court.
Right, exactly. Or even not said McDonald's saying, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have thrown the bag back there. Oh, I'm going to take him to court. I mean, that's the process there. They just knew. Oh, matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if before she handed the bag back, she turned to her daughter and says, okay, honey, brace yourself. I'm about to burn you.
She looked back at her daughter and said, you know, I can't quite make the bills this month. You know a good place to hold that McNugget? Right between you and the seatbelt.
Oh, it's yeah. But the sad thing is, we're joking about it, but the sad thing is that people do have these lawsuits and they become successful. Jury of your peers. Maybe it's so common that these things happen now, or they're in the news so often that people are starting to think that this is appropriate without actually going delving deeper to really one look word. At the logic. Yeah.
Florida.
Apparently now all the LGBTQ community is leaving, and they're saying that this thing with Disney could cause the central part of Florida to actually have a gigantic I don't know if it's a recession or what the term is, but it's going to have a gigantic financial economic impact. So have fun, guys. And, what if everybody moved out of there? McDonald's? Well, if they moved at McDonald's, then nobody in Florida would be able to sue for burns on their thighs.
Think of the income that would be lost.
The world's crazy right now. Talk about personal responsibility. Part of that applies that you're thinking properly. A lot of people are deluded. But there are people who are just basically shysters who are just scamming. And I think
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I wonder what
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what's the deliberation like in that jury room? Is it they have a diagram showing a falling egg McNugget, chicken McNugget, and a little
dog of a girl? Can I hear that by recording of the child screaming again?
Yeah, look, the scream again.
Because there are different kinds of screams. It could be the scream of, I wanted 6 McNuggets, not 3. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get out our compass and actually go ahead and circumscribe the area of the burn. Is it more than an inch and a half, or is it 2?
You know, I'm afraid that if I was on that jury, my argument to the people that said, you know, McDonald's was responsible would have been poking them in the eyes and saying, is McDonald's responsible for that? Because I had no control over me poking you in the eye.
Yeah. And the answer would have been, yes, McDonald's is responsible, because if the McDonald's hadn't burned my daughter's thigh with a chicken McNugget, we wouldn't be here for you to do that.
That's right. It all comes down to McDonald's.
So how would you define personal? It's kind of obvious, but how would you go ahead and put into words what personal responsibility is?
You know, I think there are a hell of a lot of things that happen to us because someone has done us wrong. Okay. You know, I mean, someone has done some sort of inappropriate action that has caused us injury or you know, financial loss or any number of things. That happens all the time.
Right.
But the first thing I think everyone needs to ask when something bad happens is, did I cause this? Did I cause this in any way? Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, the odds are that you did. You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, we're the one that is here. Okay, here's another quote. This fits. Ready?
Okay.
This is Eleanor Roosevelt. In the long run, we shape our lives and we shape ourselves. The process never ends until we die, and the choices we make are ultimately our own responsibilities. We make choices all of the time. And
correct.
Some of those are good choices and some of those are bad choices. No one makes all good choices.
Okay, so that's about making choices and being responsible for your choices and the ramifications of those choices.
Yes.
But we're also talking about, in this particular case that you brought up, we're talking about something that happened sort of without making a choice. Something
by chance.
That just happened by chance, or you made a choice, but it was a subconscious choice. You weren't giving a thought.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think if you have a small child, and here's once again a non-parent giving parenting advice, if you have a small child and you are serving them hot food, and it doesn't have to be scalding hot, it's just hot food, or really any food, what would have happened if she choked on it? You know, I mean, if you do that, then you need to be giving them attention.
We need to get into the weeds. I agree with you, Greg. I agree with you. But the attention to the specifics, maybe she just was putting the bag back in the seat to put on the floor and the kid grabbed for it.
What this thing said. She admits that she gave both of her children their lunches as she was driving away.
Was this before or after she pulled out the branding iron to go ahead and make sure the kids knew
how
who they were?
Expensive the McNugget-shaped branding iron. No, I mean, this woman made conscious choices that were bad. They were bad choices.
Do you know what the Happy Meal gift was inside for the kids? It was a burn kit.
Your Happy Meal comes with a tube of aloe vera. I mean, it's just crazy.
Okay. I typed in, what is the definition of AI. What is personal responsibility? Here's the definition from AI gathering whatever process or.
By the way, AI has yet to sue McDonald's for anything. Okay.
This is a surprise for you, because this is how it's pursuing a lawsuit now. Personal responsibility is the belief that human beings choose and control their own actions and destiny. It involves choosing and controlling one's own behavior, feelings and decisions. I like that. Feelings too.
I like that too.
In all areas of life. It also means having a commitment to creating and attaining the goal one sets and being self-sufficient. Personal responsibility can mean different things to different people, but it requires taking complete control and account of one's own thought process.
There you go.
So there you go. Now, she wasn't thinking.
She was not.
And is that McDonald's fault? That's what you're saying, basically.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She made again, choices that were
there are things like, for choices. Example, have you ever stubbed your toe in the dark?
Yes.
And now you made the choice to walk in the dark. I guess that is the responsibility there. You didn't know that somebody had just put an anvil in front of you.
Now, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is very true question.
Okay.
Have you ever stubbed your toe in the dark on something that somewhere in your mind you were not aware of it being there?
Well,
you
are always never aware. It helps you be doing it intentionally.
No, but somewhere in your mind. I mean, you live alone. No one is
trying to bring that up. You monster.
Take responsibility for that. You are not stubbing your toe on anything that you did not place on the floor at some point. You may have forgotten about it.
No. There's the different scenarios. Yeah, you're right. Somebody could have come into my house clandestinely in the night and left a hot chicken McNugget that I could have bumped into. That's number one. Number two, it could be something that I stepped my toe on that, yeah, somebody literally was out of place from what I know the house to be. Maybe someone's visiting, put something there.
Okay.
But the third one is that you just misjudge something. So here's where personal responsibility comes in.
Of course.
I hit my toe on this table. The table's always been there. It's my own fault. Is it a fault in terms of a bad choice? No. It's under that legal term I told you, just one of those things.
Absolutely. It's not anyone's fault. Right.
Because normally you're right. Normally I walk through my house in the dark, and to go from my bedroom to the kitchen takes me 4 hours because I go – this step, what would be around here? Is this the record player? Is it the bookshelf?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So there we all walk in the dark, and it's not a smart thing.
You can be the causative agent. You could be the causative agent, and you can use the word fault has a certain emotional tone to it. It's your fault, but it's you set something into motion. It's not necessarily a bad choice. It's just something that happened, and you just, hadn't accounted for certain things. So the personal responsibility isn't the choice. The personal responsibility is saying, this happened to me. Is it anybody else's business or fault?
Right.
That's where the personal responsibility comes in. Something goes haywire. If somebody does something too, if I shoot you with a gun,
I would hold you responsible for that.
Yeah. You couldn't go, geez, I must
have
done something
for
wrong.
Those of you listening, you understand that I have given Daryl more than enough reason to shoot me with a gun.
I got it. We got it on tape. Don't move. I can't stand moving targets. No, really think about it. That's if you taking responsibility means something happened that you were involved with.
Right.
And you may not have intentionally chose the outcome.
Oh,
you
of
may
course not.
Yeah. And so, are you responsible? It's like sometimes you hear, this is interesting, like in an organization where you've got management and lower management and advisors.
Right.
And something happens down below, what are the chief of police? And what do they often say? I take responsibility for this because I'm over the whole group. But that's really kind of a very brave stance. It's a very good political stance because I hired Joe Schmo, or I didn't even hire Joe Schmo, three people down the rung hired Joe Schmo, and they never thought that, God, maybe he's an arsonist and he burns down the station.
Right.
So, and the person said, well, I hired the people who hired him. So that's like a political taking responsibility.
Right. But it really does come down to it. I mean, if you're the owner of a business, mm-hmm. you are presumably sharing your vision of what the perfect employee is to those beneath you.
Right.
And so if you are communicating that correctly, they should not make mistakes in hiring the arsonist. You should always say, do not hire an arsonist. But no, it's no. You're right. Using the word fault.
It's emotionally charged.
It's emotionally charged. So that should be taken out of the equation.
It should be.
But there is always
causative
responsibility.
Yeah, it's the causative agent. Did something cause this to happen? Cause does not mean intention.
But to go back to the stubbing the toe at night.
Yeah.
We make choices. We always make choices. Mm-hmm. And some of those are neutral choices. You know, I choose to walk to the bathroom in the dark because I don't want to turn the light on for numerous reasons. And I'm familiar with the room layout.
Right.
So I can do that. But I also recognize the fact that sometimes when I wake up, I'm not fully awake, so I may not be judging the room layout as well as I should.
Okay.
Doesn't keep me from blaming the ottoman when I stub my toe into it.
That's true. That's true.
It certainly doesn't. But logically, I realize that the ottoman did not cause the injury, you know.
It didn't, but you can, and you can't sue an ottoman because it can't really defend itself. However, if you sue the ottoman empire,
I need to call my lawyer.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I cancel that lawsuit to the ottoman. Thank you. Okay.
Now, let's say you have a person who is an older person. We'll take the childhood thing out of it.
Okay.
Let's say it's a 40-year-old person, and they are mentally challenged.
Yes.
But they're living independently.
Okay.
There are independent, mentally challenged people.
Yes.
And this person goes down the street and sees a construction site and picks up a nail gun and nails his hand to the wall. Now, they go to court. Is it his responsibility? Is it the male?
Does the person walk in with the actual wall plank still attached? Because that would be a great case.
It would be a case. Yeah. We like to bring in Exhibit A. Oh my God.
How did you get to court if you're still nailed to the wall?
Yes,
that's my question.
How did you know what a court was?
You know, that's a great question, because the owner of the nail gun should not have left the nail gun out for general public to pick up.
Okay.
That is irresponsible.
What if the guy broke open a locked gate and walked in and got the nail gun?
It's that person's responsibility, no matter what their mental capacity is.
Okay, I'm going to turn that on your head then. Turn that on its head. Attractive nuisances. You have a pool in your backyard. It's your property.
Yes.
A kid comes in, falls in your pool, and drowns. I don't know if this is true of all states, but they do call that an attractive nuisance at various places. You get sued, and you lost. There was no McDonald's selling Chick McNuggets in your backyard. I've got to add that in, because if there was, then it'd be a whole different case.
What a place to live.
I know. Shangri-La.
That is a really tough situation. I mean, obviously, something like that is a tragedy. You know, I don't want to shortchange that, but I've heard those cases, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the homeowner being responsible for that. Now, mm-hmm. if the homeowner has a pool in the backyard and no safety around, no fence or anything
That's the issue, yeah.
And they have small children. They have small children who have ready access to that backyard.
That's being irresponsible.
And something horrible happens, they are absolutely responsible.
No question about it.
But if they've got a fence in their backyard and someone has to purposely open up the gate or climb mm-hmm. the fence to get in the backyard, and sadly they drown in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that can possibly be the homeowner's responsibility.
When you say Sally drowned in the pool, is the word Sally superfluous in that statement? Can you say they happily drowned in the pool? I don't know.
Well, does the pool have floaties?
It does now.
Okay. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the proverbial line.
I've got another situation about.
I always assumed it would be my line. I'm amazed. Okay. Yes.
Here's another one, and you've heard this in the news. Person owns a house, and they leave the house to go on vacation. They lock it up. Somebody breaks into the house. They have been in the house because you're away on vacation. They have been in the house for sake of argument for a month now. You come home, you find them in your house. Do personal responsibility. You did nothing wrong. You were going on vacation. You had no idea. You locked up the house. Somebody broke in. That person now, by the law, will give them squatter's rights, or they won't. The police won't kick them out of because it is now their, not their house. It is their home. And that I've heard. I know my neighbor next door. He actually had that issue for a while. I'm not sure how it finally cleared up. I think they had to actually pay these people to leave, and they damaged the place and so on and so forth. That's a different story. Different lawsuits and so on. But the law will protect people who go and break in the house. Now, whose responsibility was that? I would hold those people completely culpable and
yeah,
responsible.
They're
trespassing, but the trespass, given a certain amount of time, whatever that time frame is, melds into possession of the house in terms of living.
I would question how long that period of time is. I mean, that's
it may vary.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Unless, you know, okay. Here, let's add some confusion here. The person breaks into the house. The owners of the house are gone for 6 months.
Okay.
The people that broke into the house regularly and responsibly pay the mortgage. That would confuse things. That would absolutely confuse things for me. But no, if they just break into the house and claim squatter's rights, that's crazy.
I don't know if that's the term they use in this particular case, because squatter's rights, of course, goes way back to a time when there was abandoned places and so on, and people right. actually claim that's their property. Here we go. Squatter's rights refers to laws that allow a squatter to use or inhabit another person's property in the event that the lawful owner does not evict or take action against the squatter. That's just implication of a certain right. time. Typically, squatter's rights only apply if an individual has been illegitimately occupying a space for a specific period of time. Adverse possession is a legal principle in the Anglo-American common law, under which a person who does not have a legal title to a piece of property, usually land, real estate, may acquire legal ownership based on continuous possession or occupation of the property without the permission license of its legal owner.
But it doesn't give a time limit.
No.
It doesn't give a time frame.
I clicked on the little notation here, and I'm going to see if it gives a definition of time. And I really think the concept of squatter's rights goes back to the Roman Empire, where someone who maintained possession of an item or property without legal title could become the lawful owner if the original owner did not show up to take possession within a certain period of time. They always say a certain period of time. So
that's very odd.
Isn't that bizarre?
I mean, I understand it if a property is abandoned, but that's very strange.
I'm reading about the contemporary times as opposed to time, but anyway, blah, look it up. So get back to our topic, personal responsibility. I think it's the responsibility of the legal system to go ahead and enforce laws that protects a person's ownership of a house that they have left vacant for a while. I think that's an egregious miscalculation of the law.
But like I said, there are shadings of that, because if someone has literally abandoned their property, if they still own it, but they've left, it's not a vacation, they've just moved out.
Yeah.
For one reason or another, they've left all their stuff, you know, they can't pay their bills, whatever, and they want to avoid anything. then I see if someone moves in and takes it over, I can see the gray area there. That would be an interesting legal argument.
I don't find that to be a gray area at all. Let's say you I don't. Let's if 10, 20 years, if I own something, I own it. Well, I mean, obviously the law is favoring what you're saying. I just disagree completely.
If you move out, but you're still making regular payments, if you're still keeping the place.
Well, yeah, if
that's different.
If you lost that. Ownership and nobody owns or the bank owns it, but it's even the banks. Even the banks at that point. Now, with my prostate issues, if I come to your house, you're living there, and I go into your bathroom and I lock the door and I'm in there for 10, 20 years, can I claim ownership of your bathroom?
Trust me, if you're in there for 10, 20 years, I never want to go in that bathroom again.
Good choice.
And you know what? We have actually come to the end of, we've taken up squatters' rights in our viewers' brains for a good half hour plus. So that's well enough.
I'm proud of you. You're keeping the time. You're taking responsibility for the time.
I am. But I'm going to burn my own actions in the time.
Okay. I was just going to say, I was going to burn you with McNugget because you irritated me. And I know if I did that, I can get away with it. I think.
I just want to go on record as saying, I have had a very hot McNugget in my lap for the last 36 minutes.
Wow.
And you don't hear me complaining. In fact,
no.
It's the most excitement I've had in years.
You're testing a theory out. I applaud you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Sign us off.
I will do that. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care. Be healthy.
Take care.
Don't burn yourself with a McNugget.
Don't burn yourself with anything.
But if you do, don't blame anyone else. You're a moron.
And if you are going to blame somebody else, let me look up that court and let's see if we can get the jury back together again.
Quickly move to Florida if you're going to vote. And beyond that, if you're burning yourself with McNugget, keep smiling while you're doing it.
Smiling. Pick the right sauce, too.
Bye, everybody. All joking aside.